And we're back here on Unusual Sources 93.3 CFMU FM. And again, I told you we're bringing an exciting subject. And actually, we have our full panel here for Israel Apartheid Week. At the last minute, Mosa Var could join us. So let me just say right now, we're speaking with Salah Abdel Rahman, and he is running for the engineering rep with the SRA. Now, Salah is with the Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights, an organization that's been very active and very dedicated on this campus for quite a number of years now. And Salah has taken his role in participating in that. I'm very pleased to have both Salah and Mozafar here because they've been involved in many positive events that this program has promoted. For example, in Salah's case, I remember as far back as George Galloway, when we were trying to bring him here and then Galloway got banned by a certain government. Salah was there to play a big role in getting Galloway to finally come to McMaster, and we had the biggest turnout you've ever seen for Galloway, and they sent a lot of security people that were perhaps not necessary, but that's a whole other story. We covered that on this program and the whole Galloway story as it unfolded. That's what we do here on Unusual Sources. Again, you can call to donate to us at 528-9888. So that's Salah, and of course we also have, just racing to join us at the last moment, Mozafar from the McMaster Muslims for Peace and Justice, and he is running also in the SRA for science rep. Now, if I recall correctly, Mozafar, you were involved in the Harry Fear, bringing Harry Fear to speak here in Hamilton, and that was just a couple months ago, in December. How did you feel about the turnout to that event?
It was amazing. Lots of fun. We had lots of people come out, and a diverse crowd. We also exposed the Palestinian community to Hamilton with the Palestinian Association House.
That is a huge deal because the Palestinian Association of Hamilton recently set up a new sort of facility or headquarters. And I was present at their inaugural opening. It was a wonderful celebration. And then they were able to host such great events as Harry Fear. And most of our, I recall, you're also involved in Stopping Torture, the events raising awareness about torture that MMPJ has been part of. So Salah and Mosafar have actually contributed a great deal to the McMaster community and the general community around us. And that's one of the reasons they're here today, because they participate in so many activities, so many exercises. And the latest is the Israel Apartheid Week that is happening this month. Now, maybe you guys can help me out here. I mean, what is this? This is like the 6th or 7th Israel Apartheid Week. Does anyone even know?
I think it's the 9th.
9th?
Yeah, 9th.
Wow, okay. I remember when they were getting started at McMaster, and it was tricky business getting approval or getting posters up, and there were problems with that, and I imagine there are still difficulties involved in that. But I guess given that this is, what, like the 9th then, how does that make you feel about the continuance of the IAW activities?
I think it's a great thing that it's continuing. It shows that more and more people are coming to join the movement. It's getting exposure. Israel is getting exposed for the crimes it commits and the apartheid state that is imposed in the occupied Palestinian territories. So that's good. That's a step forward.
Yeah, for me, it's always been a kind of contradictory thing, because it's great that you've had the perseverance to have these successful events year after year, and I know how hard it is to make them happen, but it's sad that they have to continue. It's kind of a comical situation, because more and more people are listening to the voices of the Palestinian community and the various solidarity groups that are spread all over Hamilton and McMaster. People are coming to Israel Apartheid Week. There's been very large attendances. It's something that happens across all the campuses, major campuses in Ontario and in Canada. It raises a lot of attention. So people are listening. They want to hear more. But at the same time, the government doesn't seem to be as responsive. I mean, the latest thing you hear from Harper is that, what is it, if Palestine tries to bring in a suit against Israel in the United Nations, that the Palestinians will feel the consequences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's very sad, to be honest. It's like enforcing the Palestinians to basically shut up and take it, stay with it, live under apartheid. Like, it's very sad that the Canadian government would use such a thing to enforce their policies or the Israeli apartheid on the Palestinians. And yeah, what's even sadder is that Canada is one of the nine countries that didn't vote for Palestine to get its observer membership, state membership at the UN. So
we point out countries that we say are isolated. You know, Canada will always say this or that country is isolated, but Canada is the one being isolated on this issue. And you have Jason Kenney, and I know, I mean, remember with the Galloway situation, Mozafar remembers, Jason Kenney has been very vocal about his opinion on a lot of things. And I think most recently I'm hearing that he says he supports free speech, except on the case of Israel Apartheid Week. I guess you may have faced obstacles in the past and presently, but you're continuing ahead.
Yes, I'm with us in our groups. Our main ideals are to struggle for justice and peace. And so, like MMPG always does, we want to stand for what we believe in. And Israel Apartheid Week is a cause that we take on every year, simply because we believe that the apartheid policies are being implemented in every shape and form. And so we want to raise awareness to that, for that issue.
Well, I know one of the things that you're doing in that regard is having tables this week. And this is something that happens around Israel Apartheid Week. And at other times of the year, you'll have tables that represent the cause of the Palestinians and the United Nations. And you'll have tables representing the State of Israel to some regard. And sometimes there's a bit of discussion and debate, but it's always interesting for the students. There's kind of typical debates that always happen. I guess one of my favorite questions, because I've been at these tables, you know, and they'll say, you get supporters of the Israeli position and they'll say, well, you know, why are you making such a big deal about Palestinian settlements or where they're able to live? Why can't Jordan or some other Arab country just take in all the Palestinians? Why does this have to be Israel's issue?
Because they are the Palestinians. They are the inhabitants of the land. They have been there for so many years. You can't just come in and kick them out. Jordan has their own population. They're the Jordanians. Syria has the Syrians. And Palestine should have the Palestinians. Under the United Nations, the current situation is an occupation of the Palestinian territories. So by displacing these people, you are not solving the problem. You're causing a problem in Jordan or Syria or wherever. These people belong to the land. Stop taking the land from these people, give them their rights, and allow them to form their own state, and let them decide what they want. It's all up to the people.
I guess the issue here is Jordan might as well be Switzerland. I mean, why does it have a special responsibility to just continue to accept huge numbers of refugees?
Exactly, that's a very valid point. So sometimes the questions we're asked, for example, are, why is it that the Palestinian cause is an important one for you? So the same question can be raised about Somalia, Sudan, etc. And the autonomous, independent nature of any country, like Switzerland or Jordan, is onto them. So I guess it feeds onto the somewhat racist viewpoint that is out there, that the Arabs should be taking care of the Arabs, or the Palestinians should be taking care of the Palestinians elsewhere.
Right. We shouldn't be accepting this amorphous view of Arabs, that there's just a group called the Arabs, and they just, you know, there's a bunch of borders drawn between them, but it's the Arabs, and they should just, you can mix and match them wherever. That's unfair to say, just as it would be unfair to say there's something like the Jews, because the Jewish people have many different perspectives and voices, as we know. Mm-hmm. So we need to be very sensitive and respectful of that. And I guess the other aspect, you have the whole issue about statehood, you have issues about borders, you have issues about refugees. When it comes to the question of statehood itself, you might hear that there is no Palestine, because, you know, and to what degree is it recognized? So what is Palestine to you?
What is Palestine to me? Palestine to me is the Palestinian people. The people are the most important component of any state, any country, any form of entity. So as long as these people decide what they want, then you can go forward from that. The main question that comes up, or the main argument that comes up with this question is, well, there was never a Palestinian state. Okay, there was never a Palestinian state according to the definition, or their certain definition of a Palestinian state, but there have always been a Palestinian people, and these people have always been in this land. And by moving them to wherever you want to move, you're creating a problem to many different countries. You're displacing these people, which is basically inhumane, and is not right. So to fight this, we just say the Palestinian people exist, and they have the right to decide what they want.
Now, when people just come to the table and they don't have a bone to pick, or they don't have a particular agenda, what kind of questions might you be hearing these days if people are curious about, and they see the display? What do you expect that they ask about, or what have you heard so far?
So some of the general questions are, what is this about? I know very little about it. I know the Palestinians are oppressed, but what exactly is going on? And then we begin by explaining apartheid and how it's in the occupied territories. Sometimes the questions are more oriented towards a certain viewpoint. So if a person is feeding off of more Western-oriented media, you can tell when they present the questions, like, why is it that the Israelis have to give in to the rockets being fired? Or if it's less mainstream and more social, etc., their questions are more like, what can we do to help? And this is probably not going to do anything about it, you know? It's only getting worse.
Just to add one thing. When people ask us what we can do to help, there are many things to do to help. One thing is, you can be sitting on the other side of the question. Like, you can be answering this question by starting and joining the different clubs, whether it's Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights or MMPJ or or the Hamilton Coalition to stop the war. So getting involved is very important. Also, there's BDS and many, many, many different things. So if you want to know, if you want to get involved, come to our table next week or even tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Come to our tables at the Student Center throughout the week except for Friday.
So the tables, they're in the MSU then. You go to the Student Center and there'll be these interesting tables. With Israel Apartheid Week itself, there tends to be a few activities over a few days, and you're probably getting that finalized now. What do you have planned for those days?
So on the Monday, we have a panel, and it's supposed to be bringing diverse opinions on the issue. So we have Dr. Kaboursi, who is an emeritus professor from MAC. He's worked with the UN for a long time. We have Lee Merrickle, who's an activist from the Aboriginal community. She's a poet, she's a writer, and she's really well-renowned on the issue. And then we have Tony Souza, who's from Queers Against Israeli Apartheid. He's also worked with the movement back in South Africa. So the point is to bring all these diverse opinions and give a more whole view of apartheid and how it's working. And then on the Tuesday, we have an arts night. And for the arts night, we have the Three Little Birds, who'll be flying in from Ottawa.
Check them on YouTube. They're
yes.
really good.
Yeah, they're really good. And then we have Ibrahim Shalabi's artwork. And we have BHEL. BHEL has done some work at Ontario College in Art Design, and she'll be presenting some of her work on the issue.
We also have...
Go ahead.
We also have the screening of The Five Broken Cameras, which was nominated for an Oscar. It also won the Sundance Film Festival movie for the best documentary. And hopefully it will be screened on the 13th. That's not yet finalized, but we're getting there. As you know, there's the issue of booking rooms. And also we're going to have a mock checkpoint happening on in the Student Center
Tuesday.
On the 12th, the Tuesday. So make sure you're around there.
We can be thankful for these independent filmmakers. There have been so many good documentaries over the last decade or so, and we try to get them out to the rest of McMaster and to the community. So we got it's the upcoming Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or thereabouts. Mm-hmm. So the Monday we'll have Professor Kaboursi and the other speakers having this interesting panel. And what time do you have a time for that?
I believe it's 7 p.m. 6:30 or
7 p.m.
It's 7 p.m. Yeah. It's 7 p.m. Yes, it's MDCL 1309.
Okay, so that's the Michael B. DeGroote Center for Learning and Discovery 1309. Is there like a website that they can check to get updates on this?
So there's two Facebook pages set up online. If you Google Israel Apartheid Week Hamilton or McMaster, you should be able to find it. We'll be updating all of this on the International Israel Apartheid Week sometime soon. So,
okay, so look up IAW McMaster. I guess the apartheid is obviously a main subject of discussion at the panels on Israel Apartheid Week. And again, it's a tricky issue, and it's obviously something you have to deal with at the tables, for example. Over the years, and having been a number of IAWs on campus here and elsewhere, there's been a more solid definition, I suppose, of what apartheid is or what kind of criteria make apartheid and whether it can be applied to countries. So how are you defining it now? How do you come to understand apartheid in this context?
So a definition that we always tell our volunteers and everyone who's working at the booth is apartheid is an institutionalized set of policies that results in one race dominating over another. And that's just what it is. So
I guess the people have been bringing attention to the recent news about the buses, for example. Is it actually separate buses now?
Well, from what I know, it is actually separate buses for the Palestinians. The argument for that is that, well, we need to secure ourselves, security and so on. Palestinians blow up themselves and what have you. But the thing I would say about that is the only reason why Israel would defend itself is because occupation exists, and that's the reason behind it. There are many people who wrote about that, even Israelis, just like the Israeli historian Ellen Papi, who wrote the book The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine. And they only have to defend themselves for that reason. If the system of apartheid breaks down and if occupation ends, then there won't be any reason for the Israelis to be afraid of.
Well, if you read Israeli newspapers, there is an understanding among some commentators that the occupation is a root of so many problems, and we don't talk about it so much in North America, although that's changing thanks to your efforts. As regards that, the discussion of that issue here in Canada and over there in Israel, you see the security emphasis. So with the buses, the justification for separate buses is security. Yeah. And then you have a security wall. And I think people are getting checkpoints, right? There's checkpoints. There's all these problems with regard to the borders and control of airspace. And it all comes down to security. So you have Israelis who are conscripted, who have to serve in an army and stop people at borders. You have Palestinians living under this regime of security, and our governments, the Harper government, they love talking about security, always coming up with new ways to monitor people. and make life unpleasant for a whole bunch of Canadians. So I think people are getting tired of this agenda, and I think they're increasingly seeing how Canadian foreign policy is tied to domestic policy. You know, Harper has an agenda. It's not exactly what everyone wants, and we want to draw attention to that. So IAW is part of that. Anti-war activities are part of that. There's so many activities, and I'm glad people are giving you the attention that it deserves. So it's almost time to wrap up. Is there anything else you wanted to mention about the activities before we go out today?
I would just like to say that people to come out, even if you have doubts, even if you have questions. Don't be afraid. Just come out. Ask us questions when we're tabling. Come to our events. Just make sure you come out. This is an important issue. People have been suffering for decades now. So if we stand by and if we stand by and do nothing, we are complicit in this, especially that our country, Canada, or the Canadian country, because I'm not Canadian, Canada is actually part of this apartheid system by supporting the state of Israel.
Well, that's the other question you get at the tables, isn't it? Why are you always talking about Israel? But the truth is, very few of these groups are always talking about Israel. There's many issues around the world that are being discussed. Israel is one of those. The other related issue is Canada is enabling the situation in Israel. It's our responsibility.
That's very true.
Our tax dollars are helping pay for this, just as the United States is even more heavily involved. So we have a responsibility as Canadians to see that international justice is respected and that the international laws set up by the UN with regard to the occupation are followed. And that's something I know you're very familiar with. You can learn more about that at the tables, such as the one that will be there tomorrow and also during Israel Apartheid Week. And people can check to see the information about the upcoming events.
Tomorrow, Thursday.
And the events, of course, you can find online by looking up Israel Apartheid Week in McMaster, looking at the overall website in which the activities are listed. Okay, well, Salah Mozavar, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for being involved in this. I wish you the best of luck on your run for the SRA. Again, we have more and better activists being produced all the time here at McMaster, and that's something we can be thankful for. So that's it for this segment. So thanks again, everyone. I'm just going to remind people about the fundraiser after the break, but we'll be back.